A day of mourning. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. Sunday marking 21 years since the 9/11 terrorist attacks, which claimed the lives of close to 3,000 people. In New York City, a day of somber remembrance. Fox's Alexis McAdams live at the Ground Zero Memorial.
We heard the reading of those names, the church bells ringing here in Lower Manhattan and across New York, and of course the sound of that waterfall right there near the Ground Zero Memorial. All reminders that 21 years may have passed, but it has not been easier for the family. They still have to think about those relationships they lost with their wives, their husbands, and family members, and the memories they'll never get back.
How well does a 13-year-old boy really know his father? The reality is that I, along with countless other children who lost parents, missed out on countless memories, moments.
Vice President Kamala Harris, New York Governor Kathy Hochul, and New York City Mayor Eric Adams attending the 9/11 memorial in New York. President Biden attending a wreath-laying ceremony at the Pentagon, where he spoke on the importance of remembrance.
I know for all those of you who've lost someone, 21 years is both a lifetime and no time at all.
The First Lady speaking at the Flight 93 Memorial in Somerset County, Pennsylvania. A hearse carrying Queen Elizabeth II traveling to Edinburgh, Scotland, Sunday. The monarch died last Thursday at the age of 96 after 70 years on the throne. Fox's Jonathan Hunt has more.
With the first public sight of the Queen's casket leaving the gates of Balmoral and beginning its journey through Scotland to Holyrood House, the official residence of Queen Elizabeth in Edinburgh. The coffin was greeted there by members of the Royal Company of Archers, the Queen's bodyguard.
King Charles III was officially proclaimed king in Scotland, Wales, and Northern Ireland Sunday. America is listening to Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
Princes William and Harry make a joint appearance following Queen Elizabeth's death. Fox's Christina Coleman has more.
King Charles ordered his sons to put aside their differences ahead of his mother's funeral, so Prince William asked Prince Harry to join him on a walk outside of Windsor Castle to view the tributes honoring their grandmother, according to the Daily Mail. The Prince of Wales reportedly wanted to show unity for the Queen during this difficult time. The Times is reporting that a friend of Prince Harry and Meghan claimed on Twitter that the invitation for this walk was made at the 11th hour. Still, though, this walk lasted about 40 minutes. Princes William and Harry have had a strained relationship for several years now over the drama with Meghan Markle. She and Prince Harry quit their royal frontline duties.
With the November elections fast approaching, Republicans say they're about to deliver a strong midterm pitch. Fox's Jessica Rosenthal reports.
Earlier in the summer, polls gave Republicans a small advantage over Democratic candidates in the midterms. That lead is now gone, and some polling is even giving a slight edge to Democrats. Still, it is widely expected the GOP will pick up enough seats to take over at least in the House. Texas Republican Congressman Tony Gonzalez told the Fox News Rundown podcast last week they plan to unveil what they call the Commitment to America.
And I think once that gets rolled out, you're really going to see the House Republicans, not only members, but also candidates, circle behind that and really have a unified message on what we're going to do when we're in power.
Axios is reporting that House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy will roll this out September 19th in Pittsburgh.
The Georgia Bulldogs reclaiming the number one spot in the Associated Press college football poll. Oklahoma State, Kentucky, and Arkansas sliding into the top 10 after a weekend filled with upsets. Notre Dame falling out of the number 8 spot, ending a streak of 80 straight poll appearances. I'm Laura Cantor, and this is Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.